And good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Connecting the Dots, and this is Frosty Wooldridge, your host out of Denver, Colorado, and this evening we have quite an exciting program for you. And hopefully we've got a few of the bugs worked out and that each and every one of you out there across America is and does have the ability after each and every one of these programs to connect the dots as to what America faces and what we're facing. And before I get to my guest this evening, I'd like to make sure that each and every one of you goes to newswithviews.com or rinse.com or americandaily.com or opednews.com, and you will see a series that I have been writing now for 21 weeks, and it's titled The Next Added 100 Million Americans. And this series, now in its 22nd week, gives you all the ramifications of the United States and the consequences we face as a civilization. And certainly every race, creed, and color that is involved in this and a part of the American mosaic will be affected by it, much like what I've said in the past, a human Katrina. Because once those 100 million people are added to the shores of the United States, we will be overflowing, overloaded, out of our carrying capacity, and many other ramifications. And you can see that all in the archives. And on Mondays, of course, I write about other aspects of the population crisis we face and other political aspects. So please make sure you go to newswithviews.com and you will see my biweekly columns. Also this evening, when you have a chance and you want to call in, I think the number is 1-800-313-9443 or email me at frostyw@juno.com. My goal here is to bring in guests that are just like you and me, and these are just regular citizens out there with uncommon determination to make a difference and to change history. Actually, if I was back there in the early 1900s or even earlier, I'd love to interview Betsy Ross. I'd like to interview somebody like Thomas Jefferson. Oh, my gosh, what an honor that would be. Or Ben Franklin or Paul Revere or certainly Susan B. Anthony or even Martin Luther King, because those are the people that were just regular folks who had an uncommon courage and a goal and an intention, and they really worked at it, and they became and changed history. So that's the key, and tonight we have one of those kinds of people that are going to be with us. But also make sure, I would like to make sure that you have a chance to follow also the different books that I've introduced in the past, Immigration's Unarmed Invasion, Deadly Consequences, In Mortal Danger. Peter Brimelow wrote a book called The Alien Nation, and of course, Pat Buchanan's book, which is State of Emergency. So each and every one of you, hopefully, as you go along in this program each week, will connect the dots as to what we face as a nation and what we're going to be facing as communities and as states and also in the final analysis as a culture. And be sure, please, make sure that you tell your friends about www.numbersusa.com. I invite each and every one of you to tell all your friends to join Numbers USA because we are facing a crisis as to Senate Bill 2611 that if this thing is passed, we're going to have that 100 million people in here even sooner than the next 33 years, possibly in the next 25 years, and of course the ramifications of that will be even greater. Also go to www.21stcenturypaulreverride.us. We still have some great T-shirts from that great ride from last summer, and we also have a lot of the information. And also, you'll see on not only my website, frostywooldridge.com, and or the 21st Century Paul Revere Ride.us, that you will see action letters on what you can do as an individual. And I get a lot of letters from readers across the nation on News with Views and Rinse.com, and they always say, well, gee, I don't know what to do, or gee, I feel like giving up. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Connecting the Dots with Frosty Wooldridge. We'll see you on the other side of this commercial break. Thanks for joining us tonight.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Many of us have unhealthy habits that we've accumulated over the years. Often our bodies are crying out for the nutritional building blocks we require to stay young and strong, but we simply ignore the signs. Inner Health Botanicals, home of Inner Food, the revolutionary energy drink, and Nutra Cafe, the healthier coffee, offers natural and organic whole food supplements that are keys to optimum health. Our Inner Food formula delivers increased energy, incredible nutrition, and consistent use will support your immune system, greatly benefiting your health. Inner Health uses as many organic, wildcrafted whole foods and herbs as possible. Wholesome nutrition and a healthy immune system make a huge difference in your lifestyle. Heal yourself through whole foods and herbal nutrition. Visit Inner Health at innerfood.com. That's E-N-E-R-food.com. Or call 866-762-9238. Inner Health is your one-stop source for energy, nutrition, and health. Look for daily specials.
Have you heard of the universal antidote for poisoning? If you were thinking activated charcoal, you're right. Emergency wards around the world use activated charcoal as the antidote of choice for hundreds of poisons and as a detox for drug overdose. Because activated charcoal is rated safe and effective by the FDA, you can give it to your family, your pets, or livestock with no worry of negative side effects. If you have acid reflux, an infected wound, a spider bite, want to lower cholesterol, or control bad odors, activated charcoal is a safe, natural remedy. To learn more, visit buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Buyactivatedcharcoal.com carries a wide range of activated charcoal products. Come visit us at www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. That's www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Or give us a call at 1-888-264-5568. Activated charcoal, a supernatural remedy for the 21st century.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are connected to Connecting the Dots with Frosty Wooldridge, your host this evening. And it's really a pleasure to be with you. And I also would like, as we move along this evening, to encourage you to write me at frostyw@juno.com or go to my website, frostywooldridge.com. And if you have some topics that you want to have aired and broadcast across the nation to help more people connect the dots, then bring that person to my attention and give me their email address or certainly their phone number, and I will get to them at some point, because I want to make sure that every one of us is represented and that we have an intelligent conversation as to what we face as a nation, as if or as long as we continue on this path of adding 100 million people to this country. And as I've said in the past, it's like a human Katrina. You know it's coming. It's not going to slow down. It's not going to change directions. And once those 100 million people are in this country, they're here. And they're going to be a part of the consequence and the crisis that we'll all be facing. So instead of being a viable, sustainable future, we will all of a sudden be victims and survivors of the same kinds of consequences now facing India, Bangladesh, and China. And hopefully, the key is that these dots are connected, that you see the paradigm, and then you start to shift and understand that. And my guest this evening kind of got that in Earth Day 1970 at the University of Miami, when she started hearing about the environmental impacts that were happening then and across the nation. And at that point in time, you had some of the great authors talking about the crisis of population and growth, and she really got into that, and she became part of the was the Women's Political Caucus and National Organization for Women, and she worked on reproductive rights, access to contraceptives, and abortion sterilization needed to establish and to achieve a two-child family objective back then, which was ZPG. Later on, she also became part of, in fact, for the last 11 years, she's worked as through a nonprofit volunteer group, the Floridians for a Sustainable Population. And this woman I know personally now for the last 7 or 8 years, and she is a delight, a great intellect, extraordinarily and highly educated, and very determined to make impact. She could be one of those 21st century Susan B. Anthonys because she is tenacious, she is extremely intelligent, she's extraordinarily well-educated, and she has that kind of passion for women, for Florida, for really all human beings, and she really brings great power to this entire movement right now that we're moving through. And she's also seen all the consequences of growth in Florida for all of these years because she's lived there most of her life. And I would like to welcome Joyce Tarnow. Good evening, Joyce. It's a pleasure to have you on board.
Good evening, Frosty. Glad you were too.
You know, if you could, Joyce, give the listeners tonight an overview of what has happened in Florida and some of the things that we have to deal with and you have to deal with down there so that they have a feeling for what has happened to Florida, because just last year, or I guess it was last month or last year, Tom Tancredo came down there and he said that Miami was really a third world city or a third world country, and there was all sorts of flap about that. And then death threats if he would have given a speech. If you could give us just a feeling for that and a feeling for what's happened in Florida and your appreciations for it, I'd just really like to have a good round view about what's happened down there.
Well, let me just tell you that I came to Florida in 1962 mm-hmm. and moved to Miami, which is in the southeast corner of Florida. And at that time, the population of Florida was about 7.5 million. We are now 18 million. And if we continue the growth rate that we had from 2003 to 2004, which was a 4.7% increase, we will double our population in just 15 years. So I have seen a lot of changes come to Florida. I have seen the tremendous increase in the cost of housing. I have seen the loss of wetlands. I've seen overdevelopment that just goes on. And despite the good efforts of a great many people around the state to try to stave off development that is not in the best interest of a community, the developers seem to always win the day because they have the big contributions to campaign funds, so that people are again and again unable to control the quality of life in their own community. Now, the thing that happened with Tom Tancredo is really very, very sad, because he was invited down to speak to a Rotary Club in the city of Miami. And because of his long commitment to doing something about illegal immigration, there was a lot of dissension among some of the community that are foreign-born, some of the wait help at the restaurant where he was to speak to the Rotary Luncheon. And he was uninvited. And it seems to me a very strange thing that in this country of free speech, that someone who is a representative of the United States Congress, a man who has devoted a great many years to public service, that he would not be able to have a forum in a Rotary Club here in Miami. Well, the thing is strange that the American Civil Liberties Union, that seems so eager to defend people who are here illegally, they did not make any effort to defend the right of Tom Tancredo to speak here in Miami. And to their shame, the Rotary Club did not find another venue where Representative Tancredo could make his statement to us. Now, the statement that Tom Tancredo made, that Miami is like a third world country, is partially true. I mean, who knows how you define a third world country, but we have a tremendous number of immigrants in Miami-Dade area, over 50% of the county is Spanish-speaking. We have, in the Miami-Fort Lauderdale area, over 4 million people, and more than 1.5 million are foreign-born. So we have a tremendously large foreign-born population. If you add to the foreign-born, the first generation born to those immigrants, whether they're legal or illegal, our share of immigrant stock is 63% in the Miami-Fort Lauderdale area. So we have a big foreign-born population, and it's not a wealthy population because Miami-Dade was first in level of poverty about 3 years ago. I think they've dropped to third now. But we have the highest level of poverty, now third in the nation. So we have a situation where, yeah, we are sinking and sinking fast. So what do we do about all this? As an environmentalist, my group, Floridians for Sustainable Populations, is basically an environmental organization focused on population issues. Now, the American women from 1970 on achieved the two-child average family size, which means it would be eventually a no-growth situation.
Right.
And if we had maintained that and these traditional levels of immigration, we would be leveling off at a lower rate of population than we have now in the United States. We're over 300 million in the United States right now.
That's correct.
And because of changes in population policies back in 1965, which were not supposed to increase numbers, it was only supposed to be done so that it was more fair to people who were non-European to emigrate to this country. But what has happened with succeeding administrations is that we have not secured our borders. We are paying no attention to the fact that so many people just seem to think it's okay to break the law. We have Rudolph Giuliani, who's made New York City a sanctuary city.
That's correct.
We have Bank of America that came out today wanting to give credit cards to people who don't have Social Security numbers, which is to give them to illegal immigrants.
That's correct.
So we have a Chicago church that is harboring a woman who is here illegally. And nobody's moving against these people who are breaking the law. And all these banking institutions that give home loans or other kinds of financial services, such as sending money back to their native countries, if these people are illegal and they know them to be illegal, they have broken a federal law, but there's no prosecution. So I think people like you, Frosty, that are raising the red flags and saying, look what is happening to this country. It's not just the environment, which is a major concern, because water is always going to be an issue as far as do we have enough, is it clean water, and we know that aquifers around the country are dropping. The water is getting harder and harder to come by. And we know that we're losing a lot of forest land, we're losing farmland, and that's the environmental side of some of the things.
But you know, it really is. It's a major part. And as you said, you've been there in Florida all these years, and it started at 7 million people, and now it's at 18 million, and it is going to double to 36 million within the next 40 years.
No, in 15 years.
In 15 years at the current rate of growth.
If we continue the rate of growth we experienced between 2003 and 2004.
You're looking at doubling the population of Florida. You know, I'm going to bring this to your attention, ladies and gentlemen. Joyce Tarnow lives there in Florida, has watched this horrific change, and I also watched it for over 24 summers as I visited Miami for 24 straight summers myself. On my work, as I've told you in the past, as a United Van Lines truck driver, as a summer job from teaching, and I got to see the transformation myself. But as Joyce is telling you that Florida is going to double its population in 15 years, Texas is going to add 12 million people by 2025, and of course, all of California is going to add over 20 million. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back with Joyce Tarnow from Florida on Connecting the Dots. This is your host, Frosty Wooldridge. We'll see you on the flip side of the commercial break. Thanks for joining us.
C Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is your host, Frosty Wooldridge, with Connecting the Dots. And this evening, we are talking to Joyce Tarnow there in Florida. And before we go back to Joyce and she can give us some of the information, we have a caller, Jim from Texas. Jim, you want to come on the line and ask Joyce any question you have on your mind, sir?
Yeah, Joyce and Frosty, you're stating the problem exactly right, except you're eliminating that it's not the numbers, it's the type of people that are coming in.
Oh, yeah.
Because anybody with 3 active brain cells knows that you could have 100 million East Europeans come in and the United States would change very little to none. It might be a problem for a few years. But if you have 100 million third worlders coming in, it's disaster. So, well, first of all, you have to state the problem for what the problem is.
Okay, Jim, you make a very strong point there as far as the differences in the immigrants, and I certainly have appreciation for that, because there's no question that if you bring in very well-educated persons from first-world countries, then you're going to have a very positive impact. Certainly you would have the same kind of thing that happened from 1924 through 1964, 65, before the Immigration Reform Act, and that was people who wanted to come to America and be assimilated and learn English and be enculturated and respect for the flag and for the Constitution and for the rule of law.
And respect for the culture.
And the respect for the culture and assimilated into it. And now we have on the horizon... And we have 20 million illegal aliens in this country who have no respect for the law, have no respect for our language, have no respect for our culture, and they are desperately poor, and they are desperately illiterate.
But the problem is, when you bring third worlders in, they bring their culture. They don't assimilate into yours, they bring theirs.
And that's a very important point, because we now know that's happening there, and certainly in Miami it's happening in New York City.
It not only happens in the United States. You can forget the United States. Look what's happening to Europe. Third worlders go into Europe. They bring their culture. They do not assimilate. They do not pick up European culture. They have no respect for the European culture. They bring their culture. They organize their culture, and that's exactly what they do. The same thing they're doing here. It's not a problem in the United States. It is a major problem here, but it's also a problem in Europe. The third worlders do not assimilate.
Okay, and
you have to face facts.
Okay, thank you, Jim. And ladies and gentlemen, thank you, Jim, for calling, and we will address that. And one of the things that is a fact that the populations immigrating from Africa and the Middle East into Europe, and I saw it a summer ago when I was bicycling through Europe, they are not assimilating, and they are literally changing European culture into third world culture, and it's getting to be very frightening. That's a fact. Same thing is happening in Los Angeles, certainly in Dallas, Texas, certainly in Houston, where this massive influx. And so we are at a risk, if you will, as a culture and as a language, and especially we're at risk for these third worlders, because that next 100 million coming in, from the latest facts and figures, about 67 million of that will be third world immigrants. Again, these environmental refugees that are coming from overloaded countries. And we are going to create literally a whole new poverty class in our own nation. And that will be, I will have an expert on that at another night. And so thank you for bringing that to our attention, Jim from Texas. And for those of you, I also want to call in 1-800-313-9443. And the one thing is, the fact is that we are, as a culture and as a nation and as a language, we are at risk because of this. But what are some of the other risks or some of the other consequences right down there in Florida, Joyce, that you can bring to our attention tonight?
Well, let me give you a different perspective on the issue that Jim raises.
Okay.
We have a problem with numbers. The numbers are something we can't tolerate. We can't tolerate poor people, and we can't tolerate H-1B workers who are taking jobs away in Silicon Valley from computer engineers.
Correct.
It is an issue of numbers, and obviously we have to, if we're going to have a reasonable, sensible immigration policy, it's what the Barbara Jordan Commission said many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
We need to construct a policy that benefits the United States. If we have a need for certain skill levels, all right, those are the people we want to give visas to or invite into our country. We don't need a lot more engineers when our own engineers are not being paid the wages that they were accustomed to before Silicon Valley and all these people like Bill Gates want to get cheap, cheap, and cheaper.
Correct.
Obviously, the poor people not only are going to be a problem for our economy because we're subsidizing them. Cheap labor is only cheap for the corporations, the employers, not for the people, the taxpayers of the United States.
You're right. We'll be right back with Joyce Tarnow of Florida. This is Frosty Wooldridge with Connecting the Dots.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line-in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719, 800-724-2719.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to the Good, Bad, and the Ugly. Well, it's connecting the dots, and I hope you have your pencils and paper out each week because you're getting more information. And just before we go back to Joyce Tarnow, we have the gray beard from Tennessee. You want to ask a question of Joyce? Go right ahead, sir.
Cheap labor is only cheap for the corporations, the employers, not for the people, taxpayers of the United States.
You're right. We'll be right back with Joyce Tarnow of Florida. This is Frosty Wooldridge with Connecting the Dots.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Okay.
Hello.
Yes, do we have the gray beard from Tennessee here? Hello? Okay, then Henry from Connecticut, you have a question, sir, for Joyce. We don't have the Henry from Connecticut. All right. Joyce, if you could continue with what you were talking about, I would like to continue to fill the listeners in on that particular concern down there.
Okay. Let me talk about everybody's favorite subject is taxes and what it's costing us because of the influx of all the illegal aliens in Florida. The Federation for American Immigration Reform, FAIR Group, made an estimate of what it's costing Floridian taxpayers for the annual cost of illegal aliens here now is $1.8 billion. And if Congress passes another amnesty and more guest workers like they're talking about doing,
correct,
then FAIR estimates that we will be paying annually over $3 billion a year by the year 2010. So the impact fiscally is really so significant, and I don't know if a lot of people realize how much of their tax dollars are really being siphoned away by the cost of the illegal aliens in our country. But there's another thing that really, really irks me, and I wanted to put this out for your listeners, Frosty. La Raza is one of the major open borders groups in this country.
That's correct.
La Raza meaning the race. I went to a website that a friend told me about to look at the contributors to La Raza. We have corporations like Allstate, American Airlines, Anheuser-Busch, AT&T, Home Depot, Ford Motor Company, Federal Express. These corporations give big amounts of money to La Raza that are working against our people, our middle class, the people that are losing jobs here to the cheap labor, again, cheap only to the corporations. But another amazing thing is that we have governmental agencies that are contributing to La Raza. We
Whoa.
Have the Environmental Protection Agency and NASA. Now, how come these organizations, these governmental agencies, can give part of their budget to an open borders group like La Raza that are undermining our culture, our natural resources, and demanding the rights for illegal citizens to be here and to speak their own language, to do their own thing, and to ignore our laws? So, I mean, I think your listeners need to understand and act on the information that you're giving them every time you have a broadcast. There are things that they can do. You mentioned earlier about Numbers USA,
That's
the
correct.
Website where you can send free faxes to Congress. That organization had probably the biggest impact on our stopping that Senate bill earlier last year
correct.
From going through. But they're going to try to do it again, and we need to have everybody bombarding their senators. And Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, made an address to some Latin Catholic group and said, we're going to speed through comprehensive immigration reform. Well, what they mean by comprehensive is open the floodgates. But one of the things that I heard from the man who founded FAIR, John Tanton, he said, all right, let's have comprehensive reform, but it's got to be based on impact statements, on population that would be impacted, and on our fiscal resources that will be impacted. And if you look at those things, there is no way that we can afford to have open borders, and we cannot sustain the 1 million legal immigrants coming in every year at this time. And that Senate bill wanted to increase that to 2 million.
That's
legal
correct.
Immigrants.
Senate Bill 2611.
So, I mean, there are things that people can do with their dollars. Don't buy Anheuser-Busch beer. Don't buy Coors beer. Buy your gas from someplace other than the Hess station. You know, there's very few choices left for us with all the stuff going on with oil supplies.
That's true.
But Nike, you know, a very popular athletic shoe, Nike gives to La Raza. The AFL-CIO gives to La Raza. We are selling out America, and the American public has got to understand they've got to get something accomplished, and they're not going to be able to see a better America unless people start making the calls to elected officials, avoiding those banks and companies that are supporting the open borders people. So,
Go ahead. Yeah, well, then the question I have, Joyce, and I'll bet you every listener's out there is sitting there just about pulling their hair out of their heads, why and how do our own governmental agencies give to and anybody wants to go to La Raza, go to the website La Raza, and you'll see that it says for the race, everything, anyone outside the race, nothing. It is the most racist organization here in the United States of America,
And yet the Ford Foundation, certainly the Southern Poverty Law Center, Allstate, I think it's all these different, I mean, unbelievable, Home Depot, and all of these organizations that are American firms are giving money to them. Why, Joyce, why do they do that? Why would they do that against the U.S. Constitution and against the American culture, the American language, and American citizenship?
All I can think of is that some of these organizations have no idea how damaging these open borders organizations are to the American people. I think there's an awful lot of liberal people who think, well, you know, we have to help the underdog, and people come to this country only looking for jobs. Well, you know, that's an issue that should be settled in their home country. If Mexico cannot do something about increasing the jobs that are there, we should not be obligated to provide those jobs. And the amount of money that's leaving this country from those workers that are here illegally and going back to Mexico is the second largest income that Mexico has, just behind oil revenues.
Oil, correct.
So
that's $20 billion a year.
We cannot save the world. You know, there's a lot of good-hearted people who don't realize everything has limits. Your generosity has to be limited. Your concern can be misplaced. I mean, you got to take care of your own first. And our own American citizens and those people who've immigrated here legally, we should be protecting those people from the onslaught of the cheap labor that are taking jobs away from people who have been working at a living wage with some benefits. And then they are being supplanted. In many cases, they have to train their replacements.
Right.
And then they're out of work.
That's exactly correct. And one thing 2611 did, the Senate Bill 2611 that's now being back up in front of the House and the Senate, is that it added even more H-1B visas. And I would make this comment to that, Joyce, and that is we keep importing all of these really bachelor's degrees, master's degrees, and PhDs, and MDs, nurses, and we're bringing them into this country and then draining those other countries of not only the talents and the skills of the doctors that are needed in those other countries, but we're also draining their leaders and the higher-ups that really are the ones necessary to create a successful society and a successful civilization, and simply bringing them over here. I think it has a moral and an ethical implication to the point where what right do we have of offering all the things that we have over here to take away all that they could be in those other countries? Does that make any kind of a sense as a question or even a statement?
Well, that's very true, and I think, you know, there have been a number of articles and books written about the brain drain, and that
right.
we are taking away from those countries the people that they need desperately, and that's a very selfish way of doing things. But, you know, this whole thing about numbers, I don't know that anybody really can grasp millions and billions.
Right.
Because we all operate on a different level here. But the
right.
thing is, Numbers USA puts out a card, a very interesting double-fold business card that gives you the information about the numbers that
right.
you know where we're at, you know, in population. But the bottom line of the new reissue is that 86% of recent population growth in the United States is due to immigration.
Correct.
86%. And we have on our website, Floridians for a Sustainable Population.
.com or .org?
.com. No,
.com.
.org.
Okay. It's .org?
Yeah.
Okay.
www.flsuspop.org.
Okay.
We have on our website this link to the U.S. pop clock from the U.S. Census Bureau.
Right.
And it shows you birth, deaths, in-migration, out-migration. We are adding one net person to the United States population every 12 seconds.
Every 12 seconds?
Every 12 seconds. We are over 300 million people now. We are well beyond carrying capacity.
Well, oh, yes, we're very well beyond
well
carrying
beyond.
Capacity.
In fact, one time about 7 years ago, we had a conference that we sponsored, and we asked for the Wackernagel people to give us an idea of what Florida's carrying capacity would be, and they extrapolate this by how much acreage you need to feed a person, water, and this and that and the other thing.
Right, 12.6.
What, 12.6?
You need 12.6 acres to fulfill the support of every added person here in this United States. 12.6 acres. That includes...
I'm talking now about Florida's capacity.
Yeah, and in Florida, it's 12.6 acres per person added.
But the population that Florida could support and be sustainable is about 7 million.
That's exactly right. It needs to go back down to 7 million, not jump up to 36 million.
Right.
So, you know, as you sit here and you're watching this this massive overload of population, and I remember when I was in the 70s and the 80s and even the 90s, and I was on the Florida fleet, and I was running just truckload after truckload after three and four families a week I was running down there, and all I saw was United Van Lines and North American and Allied and so forth. My question or my frustration is, doesn't anybody with a brain, with three cells in their brain, with an IQ over 100, I mean, and you would think that most of the Senate and the House of Representatives have a brain. Doesn't anybody with a brain understand that this is going to affect all of us, that our children are going to be in this particular human Katrina? And if they don't, why don't they? And what is your take on that? How can intelligent people be so doggone stupid is what I'm trying to bring across here.
I think greed. Greed is what has overcome.
Greed trumps common
sense. Yes. And I think the short-sightedness, I mean, I look at it as saying to my elected official, don't you care about your grandchildren and what they're going to have to deal with? We are already on a precipice with what is going on in our country now.
Yes.
But it's getting steadily worse. And when you think that we supposedly have elected to our Congress, to our state legislatures, people who have above-average intelligence, education, life experience, you would think that these people can say, my God, you know, we are going, you know, down for the count. We are losing ground so rapidly, and we are not changing course. And if you think about global warming, you know, some scientists are saying it's too late already because,
that's,
you know, once the ice caps melt and all that carbon dioxide has been accumulating for thousands of years, gets released in the atmosphere, it's only going to make the oceans rise faster. And that's why I'm leaving South Florida.
because over a third of Florida is going to be underwater within 40 years from what they're saying, yes.
But the thing is, we have too much corruption. We like to think of our country as being a more legitimate type of country where business transactions are on the up and up. But, you know, every day you see people indicted for corruption in the Congress. You see them at the city level, the state level. And you wonder, you know, we espouse all this stuff about being a Christian nation. And I think too many Christians follow the rules on Sunday morning and the rest of the week. They just nickel and dime everybody to death. They want to get as much as they can, and greed rules the day. So I think we have a moral situation in our country that has to be significantly adjusted to become more moral, and people need to stop mouthing the platitudes, we need change. You know, every time you have an election, we need change, we need change. Change for what? The better or the worse? And it seems like it's been more for the worse than for the better. And I don't have any great hopes the Democrats are going to do better than the Republicans have done. Maybe better on the environment, but stupid, stupid, stupid on immigration issues.
Well, certainly stupid, stupid, stupid on immigration issues, but also when you think about it, the American people spoke last November, and they said, we want out of Iraq because we're just getting killed over there. The soldiers are standing targets, a target practice. Nothing's happening. We've spent, $689 billion with that latest new appropriations. And that's $689 billion that could have been spent on alternative fuel research, on alternative energy research, and certainly gotten us out of the Middle East, and they could keep their oil. Can you imagine what $689 billion could have done to the good? Instead, of course, all it was used for is to kill other people and get us killed also. And so that is a fascinating aspect of this thing. But greed, you are saying, is the prime directive here. So what is the end result of all this greed?
The end result of the greed is what we have now. We have an inept Congress. We have people who are the developers who seem to think there's no end in sight to build, and they don't seem to have any concern about water supply, sewage treatment. Here in Florida, our coral reefs are threatened, and tourism is one of the biggest economic incomes for our state. But we're ruining the beaches, we're ruining the reefs, we're destroying wetlands. Just last week, I heard from the Sierra Club that the Army Corps of Engineers gave a blanket permit to the St. Joe Paper Company to fill thousands of acres of wetlands so they can build along that coast. And we'll have another Katrina come by, and we'll be like New Orleans.
Oh, my gosh. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back with Joyce Tarnow from Florida. This is Connecting the Dots with Frosty Wooldridge. We'll be back after this commercial break. Thanks for joining us.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Many of us have unhealthy habits that we've accumulated over the years. Often our bodies are crying out for the nutritional building blocks we require to stay young and strong, but we simply ignore the signs. Inner Health Botanicals, home of Inner Food, the revolutionary energy drink, and Nutra Cafe, the healthier coffee, offers natural and organic whole food supplements that are keys to optimum health. Our Inner Food formula delivers increased energy, incredible nutrition, and consistent use will support your immune system, greatly benefiting your health. Inner Health uses as many organic, wild-crafted whole foods and herbs as possible. Wholesome nutrition and a healthy immune system make a huge difference in your lifestyle. Heal yourself through whole foods and herbal nutrition. Visit Inner Health at innerfood.com. That's E-N-E-R-food.com. Or call 866-762-9238. Inner Health is your one-stop source for energy, nutrition, and health. Look for daily specials.
You're with Connecting the Dots. This is Frosty Wooldridge, your host here this evening, and we have a call from Mona from California. Mona, welcome to the show, and if you have a question of Joyce, please just state it, and we'll try to answer. Okay, we have a call from Betty from Arkansas. Betty, if you have a question of Joyce, please ask it, and we'll see what we can do.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm from Arkansas, originally from Philadelphia, and I lived 5 years in Mexico. And I lived in Acapulco, and one of the things I noticed in staying in Mexico City in Acapulco was being married down there, knowing the people well and living with them. The amazing thing was how much anger they had towards us as citizens of the United States. They really didn't like us. Now, the only reason I got along with these people is I was integrated with them, I spoke their language, and I was able to communicate with them on their level. But when it came to the United States, they did not like us, and they made us, it was a terrible thing. I was at one of their independence things in Mexico City, and it was crowded, and they started, because I had blonde hair. Now, I'm 65 years old now, but I was a young kid then.
Sure.
And that was back then, too, if you know, Rusty. I know you've traveled a lot, so you've probably seen these things yourself.
Oh, yes.
Betty, why do you think they had this hatred for the U.S.?
Pardon me?
Why do you think they had this hatred of the U.S.?
Jealousy. I sense the jealousy. For a while, I went with my mother-in-law to Mexico City, and I lived right below the volcanoes there in a very wealthy area called Las Lomas. And she was a maid, and I was the maid's maid. And I watched them very closely because it was interesting. They imitated us. They wanted everything we had. They thought the streets in the United States, particularly the ones who were not well-traveled, they thought everything was made of gold up here. And they believed that they deserved to have it, but they didn't exactly know how to go about getting it. There was just an assumption that we had too much and that it...
Well, that's true.
Yes, we do have. It's wonderful. Now, my father worked for Bechtel Corporation. He laid some of the original lines in Kuwait and worked for Dugway out in Utah. And I'm aware of all these things you guys are talking about. This is only the second show I've ever called in. I called in to John Gibson on Fox News, or I think it's Fox, yeah. And I started to say something about tragedy and hope and Carol Quigley. And some of the things that were going on, and mentioning the Mexicans, and he cut me right off, and that was it. So I've never called again except for you guys. So thanks for listening. But Joyce, everything you're saying is absolutely true because you know these people they're not bad people. They're sweet people. They're very mm-hmm. soulful, and I love their music. I love their food. I love so many things about them. But they're you don't want to get them mad at you, put it that way. And, you know, I grew up in the streets of Philadelphia, so I was not afraid of them. I was afraid of getting on the wrong side of them because if they either like you or they don't like you. And mainly I stood out, like I say, I was obviously a gringo or a gringa. And part of the things that really struck me was that they wanted to care about you, but they always were suspicious of you. And
what,
you know,
what are you in, Betty?
They just built our house out here.
Well, ladies, Betty, thank you. I'm getting into the end of the hour.
Okay, Joyce, I'm sorry. Thanks for taking so much time.
Thank you. And ladies and gentlemen, Joyce Tarnow, her Floridians for immigration control.
Floridians for sustainable population.
There you go. I'm sitting here looking at my notes. Thank you for joining us. We look forward to seeing you the next time. It's a pleasure and an honor to have Joyce Tarnow with us and Connecting the Dots. This is your host, Frosty Wooldridge, and we'll see you on Thursday. Have a great couple of days until then, and thanks for listening.